Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Fast or Trash Food by Cameron and Jay. How this works, we are going to be reviewing 10 fast food restaurants in our local town. Starting with Taco Bell, next McDonald's, then Chick-fil-A, then Sonic, then Chipotle, then Popeyes, Subway, Pizza Hut, Chicken Express, and Taco Casa. So let's get on to the reviewing. Starting with Taco Bell, we're going to get Jet's opinion first. What's your opinion on Taco Bell? And have you ever eaten it first?
I have eaten Taco Bell. I think Taco Bell is okay. They do a lot of advertising, but their food is not very good. Their restaurants are always kind of dirty, and I just don't prefer Taco Bell, personally.
Okay. In my opinion, Taco Bell is It's has terrible service. I just gotta say that. If you ever go inside Taco Bell, it's like prison. And the food is fake, I think. Like, I don't think the meat's real. It gives you, like, no meat. It just gives you a bunch of, like, cheese and toppings and stuff. Which, it's a big no in my book. So, yeah, that's how I rate Taco Bell. But, on the other hand, they have amazing drinks. Baja Blast, all that slushy stuff, 10 out of 10. Next, we got McDonald's. Jet, you want to talk about McDonald's for us?
McDonald's has some fake food, not gonna lie. Like, I think if you left a whole cheddar patty, what's it, from fries, it would not change if you left your under your car seat for about 2 years. Nothing would change. Because nothing is real.
You think it's fake?
It's all fake.
Wow.
Fake news, guys. McDonald's is fake news.
You know what? I'm just going to have to disagree with that.
What?
You see, I've watched this YouTube video on how it's made McDonald's chicken. And, like, people think it's like that pink goo stuff on the chicken. But it's real chicken. I saw a video. But overall, McDonald's is okay. It's not like my go-to. It's cheap, but it's not the best food. But the service is okay. The nuggets are okay. The burgers are okay. It's just all like okay. It's average. But people like McDonald's personally. Next, we got...
No, but I've never had McDonald's, so I can't really rate the food.
Oh, yeah. He has never had McDonald's.
I've had a Powerade.
He's had a Powerade only. I mean, that's kind of weird. Who goes to McDonald's, gets a Powerade, and never gone their whole entire life? This kid must, like, live under a rock or something. Next, we got Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is excellent. I'm just going to say it. They have great customer service. Their food is great. Their food is real. They have real food there, guys.
Real food.
Real food. And overall, it's just a good, great restaurant. I'm just saying. That, I would call that fast food.
I'm going to have to completely agree with Jet on that answer. Chick-fil-A, perfect service. There's at least like 40 people working there at one restaurant. They always say my pleasure instead of thank you. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool at the same time. They also have good food, good sides, great french fries. And great menu with variety. Even though it's all chicken, they all taste amazing. Great restaurant overall. Great fast food, too. Next, we have Sonic, the drive-in restaurant. Jet, here you've been.
I've only been, let's say, Sonic is good. I mean... Their stuff, they have great, like, desserts. Their shakes, their ice creams, that stuff's good. But then you get into like their long, their like hot dog stuff, and their boneless wings. They're just not that good. They're not very decent. They come in some poorly. They're people don't really try very hard who work there. And the roller skater people always like end up falling on the ground, spilling your stuff. The machines never work. I'm just gonna give it. I'm gonna say it's some trash food.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I've never personally had the waiter fall on a roller skates and drop all my food, in my opinion, but just had seen different things. But I'm gonna go different. Well, honestly, the food is meh. Like, it's kind of like too greasy. It tries to go all out. It tries to goo every food. Just not it, though. It's just kind of like grease and trash. But if we're talking drinks and desserts, it's got to go up there, number one or number two. Amazing milkshakes, slushes, just drinks in general. It's going up in the top 10 in my favorite restaurants. Next, Chipotle. Let's see what Jed has to say.
All right, Chipotle is excellent. I'm just going to say it. It's always clean. It's not super dirty. The people who work there try hard. The food is real. They cook it. You can see the chicken on the, or any meat, right there cooking behind the counter. They put everything together in front of you. It's delicious. There's different items, but they stick to certain things. They don't have too many things. I would call Chipotle fast food.
I gotta agree with Jed on that one. Chipotle, it's got a whole bunch of variety. Basically, you can get any type of burrito, any type of like taco or anything like that. It's perfect. You can get a plate, just put whatever you want. And it works for everyone because everyone has different opinions on what they want to eat. So Chipotle, very clean. It's got some nice music popping inside of it. I'm going to have to give it fast. Not trash. It's fast food. Next, we got Popeyes, the master of Louisiana chicken. See Jet's opinion.
Well, Popeyes is pretty good. Their biscuits are amazing. Just with a little bit of butter on it. Maybe some honey. It's excellent. Their chicken is always cooked, fried chicken, spicy, however you like it. They got a good menu. Sometimes it's a little dirty, so the drive-thru is what we go to. Probably won't go through the drive-thru. I would call it fast food, not trash food. Fast food.
I couldn't agree more with you, Jet, man. That's a great opinion. Well, Popeyes has great food. It's got great chicken. It's got great biscuits, even though they're like extremely dry. You gotta chase that down with something to drink. Cause like it's like eating the desert. It's like eating straight sand, but it tastes really good. And then we got the service. You know what? I'm gonna have to give the service a 0 out of 10. The service and the restaurant itself. It's just like Taco Bell. It's disgusting. I can't even step place in there. It's like a food fight just happened at a third grade cafeteria.
So I gotta stick to the drive-thru. That's what I'm saying.
That's why we stick to the drive-thru. But overall, you gotta give it a fast food for the food, but we calling it trash food for the restaurant. Now we're gonna go through the next four left. Jet, explain the next four.
All right, next we have Subway, then we got Pizza Hut, then we got Chicken Express and Taco Casa. We're gonna start with Subway. Let's hear Cameron's opinion.
Subway, eat fresh. I don't know if it's that fresh though, because Subway, in my opinion, it's got okay sandwiches. I like a variety. You can really choose whatever you want, but the food itself, it's kind of a little processed. It's kind of a little fake. If you've never seen the news article about the tuna there, I don't really eat tuna on my sandwich or anything, but they realize that the tuna is not made with real tuna. It's fake, but they use it just to sell cheap. But Subway, it's a pretty, like, good, versatile. You can really get whatever you want on the go. I'm going to give it fast food. It's pretty good.
You know, Subway isn't bad. Their stuff is tastes a little processed. They got some good chip items. They have some cookies and drinks, but the workers are absolutely disgusting. I'm just going to say it. I've had some bad experiences at Subway with people, like, doing some weird things when they're making my food. Even though it's there in front of you, it just doesn't look right. I'm just going to go with the trash food on that one.
Wow. Very controversial. Okay. Now, this is going to be a controversial one, at least between us. We got Pizza Hut. I want to hear Jeff's opinion on this one first.
No, actually, I've never been to Pizza Hut. I've only got it delivered. So I would say the delivery is number fast. The food's not terrible. I would give it a fast food.
Woo, we got some, that's some explaining to do. Because I don't know about that. Pizza Hut. I mean, the first time I went to a Pizza Hut, the inside was clean. The service was pretty good. But you know it's a bad sign when you go inside and not a single soul is in just the whole entire restaurant except like two workers. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. We'll just see the food. Maybe the food will make this like more cheerful. And then I get the food, looking okay, like an okay pizza. I take a bite, and it just tastes like I'm eating cardboard. I'm just chewing on like rubber or something. It's just horrible. I don't know what they make with it. Man, it just makes my like taste buds want to like throw up. It's just bad in general. It's all of it's bad. I'm just going to have to give it complete trash. Throw it in the bin. Go out of business already. You're bad.
All right, next we got Chicken Express. I'm going to start it off with this one. Chicken Express, I've grown up eating a lot, so I've liked it, actually. Their rolls, their chicken, they got anything, really. They've always had these little machines that have, like, bubble gum or some kind of toys you can get while you're there to cheer you up a little bit. The service is good. They always have enough workers there. It's not too fast. It's good food. The drive-thru is great. I'm going to go with strong fast food on this one.
I'm going to have to partially agree with Jay on that one. I mean, Chicken Express, I used to go there a whole bunch. I still do, kind of, but not as much as a few years ago. But Chicken Express has got great chicken tenders. It's probably the only thing you should get from that place. I don't even know if they sell anything else besides chicken tenders. It's really good, but it's kind of dry. Same with the biscuits. I mean, biscuits are just dry in general, but you got to chase that down with a drink. And overall, it's really good. It's got a bunch of different options if you just like chicken. I'll give it a fast food as well.
Last but not least, we have Taco Casa. I'm going to let Cameron do this one first.
Taco Casa, it's definitely an upgrade from Taco Bell. It's way nicer on the inside. I'd say the service is way better. It's got a little bit more of a cheery mood inside, but and the food in general, it tastes a lot more real. It tastes like you're actually eating real meat, and it doesn't just completely overload you on toppings with like cheese and lettuce and stuff like that. Taco Casa, very good. I'm gonna give it a fast food. Now, what's your Jeff's opinion?
Well, Cameron, that was a very good review. Well, Taco Casa is another one I grew up eating. It was always right by my school, so we always got it after school when I was little. I still eat it now, but not as much. But I agree with Cameron. It's a great place. The service is a lot better than Taco Bell. It's a complete upgrade. Always cleaner. I like the little dude on the logo with a little sombrero on. They always have nice sweet tea and all their food's good. Just on the go. If you're hungry, about to go to practice or something. Great fast food. I'm going to call it fast food.
Okay. Now, to finish up our podcast, we're going to put these 10 restaurants you've heard in order from greatest. Great food, great service, great everything, to worst. Bad food, bad service, terrible. So So let's hear Jet's opinion first. Let's see what he wants.
Alrighty, so first, I'm going to kick us off at number one. Actually, with number 10, I'm going to start at number 10. I've never eaten there, so I have to go to McDonald's for number 10.
Hey, okay.
Next, coming up at number 9, we have Taco Bell. We've already talked about it, so I'm just not going to go over it again, but it's just number 9. Number 8, coming in at Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is number 8. Number 7 is Subway. I'm going with Subway on number 7. Then number 6, we have Sonic with the excellent drive-in. Number 5, we have Chicken E. Number 4, Taco Casa coming strong. Number 3, here we go, top 3 right here. Number 3 is Popeyes. Excellent biscuits. Number 2, I'm going to have to go with Chipotle, which leaves Chick-fil-A for last. Number 1 is Chick-fil-A.
Hey, strong opinion. Strong opinion. I'm going to have to partially agree with Jet. I'm going to go with my 10 to number 1. Starting off in number 10, you already heard it from my description. It's got to be Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. It's garbage. Tastes like trash. No one ever goes there anymore. It should be discontinued 40 years ago when it was made. Next, we have Subway coming at number 9. It's not horrible, but it's not my go-to. It's just still kind of bad service, kind of bad everything, except some of the sandwiches. At number 3, number 8, we have McDonald's. It's got okay food, but it feels kind of a little fake. I mean, it's a little just not tasty, but overall, it's an okay place. That goes at the number 8 spot. Number 7, we got Taco Bell. It's a little fake, Taco Bell at number 7. Okay food. Number 6, we got Chicken Express. Chicken E, as Jet says. Chicken Express has pretty good food, pretty good service, pretty good stuff like that. But sometimes it's just a little bland, a little dry. You need a little sauce or something to pick up on those dry tenders. On number 5, we got Sonic. It's pretty good, but a little bit too messy because there's rollerblading. It's kind of dry. I mean, there's too much stuff to go with it. And number 4, we have Taco Casa. It's pretty good. Versatile, great tacos, great service, great everything. Number 3, Chipotle. It gives me, I can just choose whatever I want on any day, whatever I'm feeling. It gives me, I can get what I want because it has so much variety. Great burritos. I always get the burritos. It's going at number 3. At number 2, Popeyes. It's a great food. It's great food. If we're just rating this on food, it's going number 1. It's got great chicken, great biscuits, great everything. Every food on Popeyes is good. For the number 1, you already know, it's got to be Chick-fil-A. Great service, great food, very versatile. You can really get whatever you want, but it has to be chicken. But I just love their chicken there. It's very good service, chicken, and appearance. Everything about it is great. So, thanks for watching our top 10. Jet, anything you want to say to close us out?
Thanks for listening. See ya.